You are listening to Concert Blast.
From Chattanooga, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Dave with the American Plague, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Lisa Brigantino from Led Zeppelin, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Singing in the sunshine, laughing in the rain, hitting on the moonshine, rocking in the grave.
And Brian Hasbrook.
It is the Bonnaroo Kickoff Party. We're here tonight at the Mercy Lounge
in Nashville, Tennessee.
And we are here to see Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, Bonnaroo is back around again. It's that time of the year. As we start off the Bonnaroo coverage this year, we start off in Nashville.
Which is the first time we've ever been able to do that.
Well, we did say it's Wednesday night, didn't we?
Oh, no, we didn't. It's Wednesday night. Bonnaroo starts tomorrow, Thursday. We're not covering Thursday. Tom's going to be there Friday and Saturday. I'm planning on coming in on Sunday. Brian learned his lesson for 2 years straight.
I'm still recovering from severe sun damage from both of those weekends. I think I lost about 8 layers of skin, man.
But anyway, we're here tonight to celebrate the kickoff of Bonnaroo with Led Zeppelin, the all-female band that plays Led Zeppelin songs. And I've heard their CD, and it is wonderful, guys.
You know, me and Brian were talking about the crowd, and it's really starting to pick up, but it's an extremely young crowd compared to what we thought.
Well, now that I'm inside, you do see a kind of a dispersal of age. When we were outside, we were watching people play rock band videos. And so you're going to have the 25-year-olds playing those, man.
They were having a good time out there in the parking lot. They had three guys from Filter Magazine, and they had set up in three Toyotas with fender gear in them. Those Toyotas, how much they said they were?
$100,000
a piece.
So we got three guys in their mid-20s traveling the country. Oh, what a life, huh?
Staying in some nice hotels, too. And they're going to Bonnaroo tomorrow.
Well, they're supposed to be there Saturday for a a VIP party that Spin Magazine's going to do. Those guys are really nice. I really like those guys. They spend a lot of time talking to us about all their stops and the festivals they're in.
And they gave us free T-shirts, man.
That's right.
Well, they go all over the country. I mean, you're talking about L.A., everywhere else. I mean, let's be nice.
I was talking to one of the guys, and they say they have several groups going around the country at any given time.
Now, how would you like to have that kind of job, and you're being in your mid-20s, being single, and having a $100,000 car, you're driving across the country, having all your expenses paid?
I tell you what, that'd be a sweet life.
Led Zeppelin is about to take the stage here, and we're looking forward to it. This is the one band you wanted to see, Tom, but they're not going to play Bonnaroo until midnight Thursday night.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. Like, this is one of the key bands I wanted to see, and again, I was very disappointed to find out it was going to be Thursday night, and I'm very pleased to be here Wednesday night for the kickoff.
You could always go there tomorrow night. You can make it by midnight.
Well, it does wear on you after a while.
You got that right. Okay, we're going to break away from here, and in a few minutes, you'll hear us talking about Led Zeppelin.
There you go.
Well, we're back here in, like, they call it like a VIP area. The sponsors have their gear laid out here. Then we have Paste Magazine, and we have a shoe company called...
You got me, man. I can't pronounce what.
Onosuka.
Onosuka. Onosuka Shoes. Onosuka Tiger Shoes, actually. And so we're back here in the area, and they're giving us shirts, they're giving us magazines, and fans. And they're giving us fans as well. Feels good, because it is hot in here in Nashville, Tennessee tonight. We also have somebody with us here who's actually manning one of the tables here. Hey, what's your name?
Pete Truba.
Pete, where are you from? Are you from Nashville?
No, I'm from Michigan, but I'm living in New York City right now, actually.
Really? Now, what brought you down to Nashville, Tennessee?
I'm working with this marketing company, and we're going to be running a backstage lounge at Bunner.
And now, what's the marketing company?
It's called Urban Groove.
Urban Groove.
Yep.
UG Strategies, huh?
UG Strategies. We're based out of New York City. So it's a fun time there. The office actually is right across from, Physical Graffiti. The picture on that building is right across from our office.
The Physical Graffiti from the Led Zeppelin cover.
Yep. The Led Zeppelin cover, that building is directly across from us. So it's really cool. Like, I just started working with these guys. I've done freelance stuff for them, but I just got out to the city, and they were like, yeah, dude, check this out. Remember Physical Graffiti? And I was like, that's awesome.
Thanks for talking to us, man.
Yeah.
Well, we got somebody just walked up since the Planet of Bonnaroo. What's your name?
My name's Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
We're from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, you must be the one with the American Plague.
Absolutely.
We just got in here. How was the set?
It was good. Went over pretty well, and, we try to kill it every night, so.
When are you playing Bonnaroo? What stage?
We are playing Friday night at 6:30 on the Blue Room Cafe stage. You know, Bonnaroo kind of started out as it was a little different a few years ago, and now it's gotten a little heavier, a little harder, a little more risky.
And they'll get their big test tomorrow night as Metallica takes the stage, huh?
Yeah, actually, Metallica's taking the stage tonight. We're playing. And being as they're my favorite band of all time, I will be zooming over to the main stage after we get done so I can see them.
Well, so it means like you're opening for Metallica Friday night.
You know, that's what I'm going to tell people.
I would too.
Absolutely.
Dave, we don't know anything about your music. Tell everybody what your sound's something like, or a website you can go to, MySpace, whatever.
Okay, well, first of all, you can check us out. Again, we're called The American Plague. You can check us out at AmericanPlague.com or on MySpace. It's MySpace.com/AmericanPlague. We've been gigging around since 2001. And, we started out, we all had, various influences, a lot of punk rock, a lot of old Ramones stuff, a lot of Motorhead influence, a lot of late 70s hard rock stuff, and then everything sort of evolved, and we got, we've been blessed over the past few years. We got to,
Which reminds me, God bless the American Plague.
God bless the American Plague, that's right. But a few years ago, it was less than that. It was a couple of years ago, we opened for the New York Dolls here in Nashville. Yeah, big deal, kind of. And then, we started opening for lots of bands, and then we kind of had a turning point where we actually got offered a big George Thorogood gig in in Knoxville. There's about 15,000 people there.
Oh, at the city?
Yeah, it's called Sundown in the City. Yeah, and went over real well. Supposedly Thorogood loved us. Just off of that, we just started getting a lot of stuff. And then a guy who plays in a band called 10 Years, who actually doesn't really sound anything like us, but they're doing really well right now, got a hold of us and was like, your albums don't do what you do live. I'm going to change that. You have to, you need some help right now. I'm taking you under my wing. And we were like, okay, well, the price is right. So he took us under his wing. He took us out on tour. And man, in the past year, it's just been crazy. Like, tons of show offers, lots of big tours. So we've been having a good time. So yeah, we're psyched for Bonnaroo, man.
Thank you for talking to us, Dave.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Good luck
Thank
to you.
You
at Bonnaroo.
Hey,
the rest of your gigs.
We're going to rock it. Be there.
There you go, Dave! It looks like that Led Zeppelin is about to take the stage. They just entered the stage?
The girls are on the stage and they're about to start up.
Led Zeppelin!
Woohoo!
Led Zeppelin waving goodbye!
Man, I tell you what, that is great.
Set list there, but I know we're gonna have some more. There's no doubt about it.
I ain't blown away, man.
Oh man, they're powerful.
Note for note, beat for beat.
Man, it's hard to believe they're gonna be able to do this five nights in a row, which they got lined up right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, man.
They got tomorrow night's midnight show at Bonnaroo.
Well, they're gonna be not talking to each other all night.
And they're still yelling for more here. Show party.
They're making us wait for sure.
And here comes Helen. Yeah. Here comes Helen to the drum set. There's Sarah and Lisa.
Thank you. You guys had a good time tonight.
Yeah.
We want to thank the American Play for opening up.
It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. I was thoroughly impressed. Can't wait to see them tomorrow.
All right, you're going to be there, huh?
Oh, absolutely. There's no way I'm missing this set.
What's your name?
My name is Mike. I'm from New York.
New York?
Yeah.
The city, New York?
The city.
All right. Welcome to Nashville.
It's good to be here.
Hope to see you around there. Bonnaroo.
Oh, man, I can't wait to be there.
All right, man. Absolutely. Take care.
Yeah.
That was incredible. That's all I can say. I can't believe how good they were.
Very powerful. I mean, they got got it down. They've got, you can tell they've been playing a long time together, but tell you what, people at Bonnaroo, they ought to love them.
I'm with you. Well, Lisa just walked out. Here's the bass player for Led Zeppelin. Lisa, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, that's a great set, I'm telling you.
Thank you very, very much.
I'll tell you the truth. I was just telling the guys, I thought we'd hear about four songs and walk out, but I couldn't wait. I couldn't get any more.
You couldn't tear yourself away, right?
They said, not bad for girls. I said, not bad for Led Zeppelin.
Thank you very much.
It's really good. And your keyboard playing is awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
tonight.
This is Tom Thompson. I'm here in Bonnaroo on Friday, and we'll be here on Saturday. Yes, this is Bonnaroo 2008. So we do have a couple guests here. Tell us your name here.
This is Big Joe again.
Big Joe again. Joe's been around with us a few times on from shows, and he brought somebody really close to him. Who's this with you there, Joe?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, Joe's wife. They're here tonight to help us do some shows, especially the big show tonight is going to be Metallica. So, you know, I know, Joe, you can't wait, can you, man?
Oh, man, I'm dying for it. Just been a while since I've seen them. Want to see them again for a long time. This is my chance.
There you go. What do you think, Kelly?
Very excited. Can't wait to see him again.
So, this is both of your first Bonnaroo. This is my third Bonnaroo. What do you think about Bonnaroo so far?
It's interesting, without a doubt. It's not what I thought it would be. It's a lot better than I thought it would be. Something I wouldn't mind coming back to quite a few times, I'll say that.
I'm with you there. I'm addicted to it. Like I said, this is my third year in a row, and plan on being here every year, thanks to the Bonnaroo staff and giving us tickets so we can bring the show to you. Kelly, what do you think so far about Bonnaroo?
I love it. A lot of diverse people, very interesting. I'd definitely come back again. Great fun.
And one thing good, too, is, you know, a lot of these bands, you know, typically people complain, oh, well, I haven't heard those bands. Well, these bands, there's a huge diversity of the different bands, and that's part of the fun is, you know, listen to a band for 10, 15, 20 minutes, you go to the next 10 or stage, and you get a completely different type of sound of music. So that's kind of what I like. You get good diversity, you get the big shows that you don't leave at, but at the same time, you know, it's a lot of fun, for sure. We're outside the Karaoke Bay, and it's hosted by who?
StubHub.com.
And what's your name, man?
Sean Pate. I'm the head of communications for StubHub.
So tell us a little bit how StubHub works.
Well, StubHub is an online ticket marketplace. So if you think of how eBay works, where people put things up for sale and other people buy them, StubHub is that for tickets. So if you have a ticket to sell, you post that on StubHub, someone else is interested in buying it, but you don't ever have to deal with the buyer. Buyer never has to deal with the seller. StubHub is the intermediary, and we act like a ticket exchange, and we manage that entire process for the buyer and the seller. StubHub is a fan-to-fan marketplace, so we market and cater to the average fan that has too many tickets, that can't make a show, but certainly there's a wide universe of sellers, and even those ticket brokers that are out there, they add to the pot, and what that does is it brings as many tickets into one place together, and it creates competition, because you're not in an auction situation on a StubHub. You're really looking at fixed prices, and those prices are pressured downward when there's as many tickets in the market as there can be.
Gotcha. So give us an example. Say I've got an extra ticket to Bonnaroo. What does the average person going to do to get to all of y'all?
So if you have an extra ticket to Bonnaroo, you literally go to StubHub.com and list a ticket to sell. You put in your credit card information because all sellers need to be verified with a valid credit card information. Put in your information and sell exactly for a Bonnaroo show. It's a GA show. It's a real simple ticket to sell. And then you look at the rest of the prices. And if you want to get rid of that, you sell it for below market value for whatever you paid for. And if you want to make a little something on it, then you kind of gauge the market and see where that ticket's going to set. And then what happens is, if that ticket sells, you get an email from us, you pop it in a FedEx envelope, and then as soon as the buyer receives that ticket and it's verified, you get payment from us via check or PayPal.
Is there like a minimum that somebody would request? And is it kind of like bidding also?
There's very rarely an auction situation on StubHub. We found that our customers like to see what they buy and see what the prices are and pull the trigger right there and not have to wait for an auction to end or wait for the competition of an auction where other people are bidding those prices up. So what you have is the sellers are really competing, and they're the ones that are taking all of the responsibility. The buyers are watching the market and finding the best price that fits their budget.
So let's say, for example, you wanted to sell a ticket at Bonnaroo for $300 and you got no bidders. You want to lower the price, they just contact you again?
You actually can do a couple of things. You can manage that. You could set the price and then continue to watch it over the few days or weeks, however long you have it up for sale. Or you can actually set it for a declining price, which you would set your floor price, and then it automatically decrements in the days leading up to the show. So say a month before Bonnaroo, you have a ticket and you want to sell it for $300, but it hasn't moved yet. You would set your floor at maybe $150, and the system will automatically deduct that price as the days approach until someone pulls a trigger on that, or else it'll end up at your bottom price, and hopefully it'll sell there.
Wow, sounds like a convenient, easy way to let StubHub just take care of your tickets for you and either make money or just be glad to get out of it or maybe even lose money.
It really is. You know, if you're selling tickets, it's a great system. Again, you don't ever have to deal with buyers or speculators, people sending you emails, having to put something up on Craigslist and meeting somebody. Really, and if you're a ticket buyer, it's the ultimate place to find concert tickets, to find, you know, great seats for shows that are always sold out, especially some of the most popular tours that are coming through this summer.
Absolutely. So where do they go to again?
It's StubHub.com. It's a real easy system, and you'll see everything you want right there at the click of a button.
Absolutely, man. Sounds great, man. We appreciate the time here. And
absolutely.
We appreciate it, man.
Thanks for coming by Karaoke Bay.
We'll absolutely. We'll come by again. Definitely.
All right.
All right. Thank you, man.
One.
All right. Hey, we just walked in, and what perfect time, and we just walked into Stephen Marley.
Oh, man, this place is packed. Where did the numbers be down this year? There's got to be, I don't know. What are you looking at here, Tom?
I'm looking at least 60,000. We're here on Friday, the second day, at 2:45, and the crowd is just coming on in.
Yeah, 60,000 people, 30,000 articles of clothing.
That's very true. Here's a little bit of Stephen Marley. There's some guy jumping around on stage with a Jamaican flag. And a little boy out there in the middle of the stage waving a Jamaican flag also. Okay, next show we're at is the Racketeers. Jack White with the Racketeers. I tell you what, he's very versatile. He now just came off the piano. Now he's got his electric guitar. Here's a little bit what they sound like.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, how you gonna top yourself when there is nobody else? Say, how you gonna do it by yourself?
Nelson rocking up on stage right now. You know what's kind of funny about it is you can barely hear him.
No. He needs to be a little louder, but he sounds great so far.
I mean, he's out there by himself right now singing.
He's doing his South song.
What do you think here, Joe?
I don't know. It's really quiet, man, but I mean, over on the what stage, the audio sounds perfect. The which stage so far hadn't sounded that great yet. Right now, we're standing 30, 40 yards from the which stage. We're out mid-crowd. We can hear the rumble of the what stage over Willie Nelson. I'm not real pleased with the sound of this.
Well, one good thing is at least, you know, Chris Rock and Metallica is going to be on the what stage, which sounds great.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure Metallica is going to be so loud that we'll be hearing it tomorrow morning.
I think so, too. We can't wait.
I'm almost too young.
You got it. Keep going.
Here for Chris Rock and
a little bit of rain, not too bad right now, but I tell you what, it's definitely has cooled off, hasn't it, Joe?
Oh, it feels great out here. I mean, it's like a nice spring day. It's ridiculously cool.
That's what's amazing this year with Bonnaroo. On Friday, it is actually, I'd say it's probably, what, close to 70, somewhere around there?
I'd say mid-high 70s, yeah.
But, yeah, it does feel really good, but a little bit of rain, which is an overcast, which has definitely kept down the heat. But we're waiting for Chris Rock. He should be coming on just any minute now. Okay, we see Chris Rock up on the monitor. Okay, we got Chris Rock here.
Yes, okay, we are here tonight. I want to do a good show. I want to do a good show. A, because I love the people of my room. Come here every year. I get out there. I want to do a good show because I want to do a good show. But I also want to do a good show because I don't want the authorities to come and take my children like they did with Britney Spears. Oh. And it made me realize when I look at Britney's kids, they're not hungry, they're not beat up, and it made me realize they take white kids quick. They take white kids. They just took a whole town of white kids in Texas. But it made me realize they take white kids quick because Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown kept their kids. Yeah, I never saw the cops come by. Even O.J. Simpson kept his kid. And he killed the mother. I saw O.J. on one show. O.J. had the nerve to go, "Hey, you know, it's real hard being a single dad." But you killed the mother, O.J.
Well, we're waiting for Metallica coming on. It's a little bit of rain, not real bad. It's absolutely cool out here.
Oh, yeah, it feels great, man. This place is packed to the gills.
I'm telling you what, you know, they said Bonnaroo's not sold out. I've been to Bonnaroo the last 2 years, and there's easily as many people here to see Metallica tonight as I've seen in any other Bonnaroo. So it's about a little bit after 9 o'clock. They kind of teased us there a little bit a few minutes ago with taking off the media board there. We thought they were about to start, but hopefully so. But there is a lot of people around us.
I tell you, man, I've got really good vision, and I turn around, and I can see all the way to the tents, which are a long, long, long way from us. I'm talking 2 football fields, and it's just a sea of people everywhere you look.
It is something to see, you know. Unfortunately, it's at night. It's hard to get the pictures of it. But I'm telling you, it is wall-to-wall people here. We were talking earlier about Metallica. Okay, every time Metallica plays, guess what? They sell out.
Yep. And you know the best thing about this whole thing right now, Tom? I'm 6'6", and there's nobody between me and the stage that's 6'6". I can see the floor of the stage where I'm at right now, and it's about to get crazy in here.
That's what I'm thinking, too, because these people are really pumped up for Metallica. We're probably, what, about a football field from the stage? I mean, it's really actually pretty nice. They've taken away one of the media stands, and, of course, that filled up probably 3 hours ago. So we thought, you know what? We're just going to stand up and enjoy the show with all the crazy people.
You know, one thing I want to say, Tom, before the show gets started and we can't hear anything anymore tonight, the sound that they have here at the What Stage, it's phenomenal. When we saw Marley earlier up here, it was incredible. I mean, it sounded like you were sitting back listening to an album. It was just, everything's crystal clear, you know, clear as a bell. Same thing when we come and saw Jack White and the Raconteurs. Everything's just real clear, and we can already tell with them warming up a little that it's going to be extremely loud.
We're not in an arena. It's just open field here. It's amazing on how clear the music is, and we know Metallica is just going to rock tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and the main thing, it is not just when you're in front of the stage. Earlier we were in the seating off to the side, and we're basically getting a side view of the stage, and it's crystal clear.
Everywhere you are, and I guarantee you for probably a mile, you're going to be able to hear Metallica play tonight, and pretty clear, too.
Oh, yeah, and they're lowering the boom, man. They got the lights coming down right on top of Lars' drum set back there. I think we're getting ready to rock here in a little bit.
I think you're right, because they're testing everything out, and there is a bunch of lights.
I would say 10 crossbeams hanging across the back of the stage, plus they have these three intertwined circles hanging right above them right now. They have lights up to shine out into the crowd. It's the greatest setup I've seen outdoors in a long time, or if not forever. One thing I want to say, Tom, is we had they had Chris Rock come out and warm everybody up for Metallica. He used quite a few questionable words and everything, but, you know, the main thing was Chris Rock did a good job of mentioning Bonnaroo a lot, and he really built this place up, and, you know, he had the crowd into it and everything else. Every time he'd say Bonnaroo, the crowd would go nuts, and it just, the people here seem to be so into the show.
And you're exactly right, Joe. This is the first time that Bonnaroo has actually had a comedian that I know of open up, especially for the main act on a Friday or Saturday night. Chris really got the crowd going, got it pumped up. But yes, he mentioned Bonnaroo. He didn't say Bonnaroo, Tennessee, because there's no such place. You know what I'm saying? But yes, I mean, when you mention Bonnaroo, people get excited. He did a great job with doing that. These people are ready.
Well, maybe the people across the pond, if you know who I'm talking about, might think that the Bonnaroo, Tennessee actually exists. Thankfully, Chris, being, you know, from the United States and knowing this area pretty good, he mentioned he's been to Bonnaroo quite a few times. You know, this is the first time that I know of he's performed, but, you know, that just goes to show what kind of draw this gets.
98% of the people that's here at Bonnaroo are definitely out of state. I mean, do they really know if Bonnaroo is actually a city or not? Probably not. They don't care. All they know is Bonnaroo is one of the largest, or is the largest festival by far in the United States. People have been coming here for 8 years now.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think the only thing they come down here and they recognize is, why does this little bitty town of Manchester have so many exits on the interstate?
That's right. They do have quite a bit, don't they?
Yeah. And which one do we take?
That's right. You get a little confusing there, for sure.
All right, man. Well, I'm ready to rock here. I'm ready for them to come on.
I am, too. They're making us wait. They said it came on at 9. It's got to be at least 9:10, isn't it?
Yeah, we're looking at about 9:08 on my watch right now.
Are you ready for Metallica?
Yes, been waiting all night.
I think you got a few, about 90,000 people probably on top of that, too, wouldn't you say?
And we're grateful to have them all here.
Hey, tell us where you're from.
Manchester, Tennessee.
Man, you came from such a far place. What's the chances of finding somebody in Manchester, Tennessee at Bonnaroo?
It's good.
But not likely, right?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of people here that I know tonight.
Wow, that's pretty cool, especially when you got Metallica playing.
Yes, and Chris Rock. He was awesome.
What's your name?
Lanessa.
Lanessa. We'll have to give you a card. We're Concert Blast.
It's a pleasure to meet y'all.
Same here. They're selling Bonnaroo shirts half price. I wonder where they're coming from.
I'd say they're probably coming out of somebody's garage right now.
I don't think it's official. You know what I'm saying?
No, and, you know, the only thing I'm disappointed in, the biggest size they go up to is 2X. But, you know, we're going to have to work on them. Get them big people sizes in.
At least 3X, right?
Oh, yeah, that'll work. We was talking earlier, Kelly said something about diversity of the crowd. If you've never been here, you would not believe the diversity of this crowd.
Very much so. I mean, we've seen kids, literally, you know, 6, 7 years old, and we've seen people that are at least 75 years old.
Oh, yeah, and we've seen some people that I'm not really sure came from Earth.
That's true. You got a huge diversity of people here, for sure. Well, there's a big, huge black curtain that just opened up. Maybe that's an indication.
We're listening to a little AC/DC right now. Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll, baby. And it's got the crowd jumping. They're ready to go. It's just like a ticking time bomb.
And Metallica is definitely at the top.
Oh, definitely. The Argentina flag.
Yep.
They're going by showing all the different flags people are holding up from what country they're from.
A
That's one thing you'll see at Bonnaroo. People come from all over the world. We're getting close now. I can feel it. Yeah, people running around the stage. The smoke coming out.
You know, being in a crowd this big, Tom, waiting for a show like this, you can feel the energy in the air. I mean, it's like electricity.
Oh, as soon as these lights come down, this place is going to go absolutely crazy.
This place, I'm going to go crazy, man. Tease if you want to, Tom. They know what they're doing. They're building this crowd. They are building them up so much right now.
Yeah, they're flashing the big, bright, white lights on the front of the stage back and forth, so they're pumping us up.
Oh, Eric Peoples ready to go. They're showing close-up on the big screen. They're showing close-up of the crowd and everything. People are just going nuts right now.
It just turned off.
Got a lot of movement going on up on stage now.
Yep.
Never really heard the music before. I believe this might be some intro music coming on here.
It does sound like it.
So
unbelievable. I mean, they got this crowd just going crazy.
They played a good hour and 45 minutes just flat steady.
And I tell you, if that ain't close to perfect, I don't know what is.
Oh, man, this crowd was rocking. There had to be five or six mosh pits within our view.
Easily.
They were going nuts.
There wasn't more.
Well, we're sticking around, man. We're hoping they come back out. Here they come. Here they come.
There they are. They're back.
Another one, man.
Look thirsty. You pass this around, right?
Here comes Metallica. He handed out some kind of cup to somebody.
Catch it, then pass it around.
They've got a drink in there.
Yeah, they got a little drink. Drink for the first few rows there.
Yeah.
I mean, they played, what, four or five songs off Kill 'Em All?
That's it, yeah. James is out there throwing out picks, everybody.
All of them coming out throwing them.
Yeah.
This is the reason. This is why they sell out all the time, anytime.
They put everything into their show, and it definitely showed it tonight.
They started to go off the stage. He comes back out. He's laughing. He goes, wait a minute. What was I thinking? We're Metallica. We keep playing.
That's what he said. It's pretty cool. They're throwing picks everywhere. Everybody is. Crowd still wanting more, though.
You know, I can't even imagine how they must feel right now. We've been in the crowd, and I'm exhausted.
I'm telling you.
Those guys, they've been up on stage. They put everything they had into it, man.
They're soaking wet. They're so hot.
You know, the last time I saw them in concert, James was a big guy.
Yeah.
But he's really buffed up now.
Now they've got a big sign out that says Metallica Bonnaroo.
See you soon. Take care.
Yahoo Bonnaroo! Thank you! Thank you, Bonnaroo! Let me get him! One more time! Alright!
You know what? We haven't played a big outdoor show in a minute. Years. I couldn't think of a better place to do it again. We will see you guys in
is going on now.
That's right. Well, they're doing their bows, they're saying goodbye, they're actually walking off the stage now. Kelly, what do you think?
I think I can't talk anymore, but it was a great concert. The best. Absolutely the best.
I'm telling you, I mean, it's like, you know, they could have done a live album. It was so perfect tonight.
It was perfect.
We're going to go ahead and sign off. So this is Tom signing off for Concert Blast.
Joe signing off Concert Blast.
This is Kelly signing off.
Have a great day. Thank you for listening.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get the bow. You get the low boo.
How low can you go?